Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:13, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris, Brian, and Austin Price with you on a Thursday afternoon. Pretty nice day going on out there. Very busy day today, especially keeping you informed about these different weather systems. The one in the southern part of the state of Florida, we'll get into that in a few minutes. Also, Imelda's out of the way, but we'll talk about some of the weather that could be affecting us come down the next few days. So just hang in there. But right now, let's go ahead and look at three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Placing a toll on the Navarre Beach Bridge could potentially bring in between $2.7 and $4.2 million in revenues. Santa Rosa commissioners will learn more next week when Jacobs Engineering presents the results of a toll rate study. The introduction of the toll has been met with widespread opposition, mostly coming from people who live on Navarre Beach or who happen to work there.
Number two.
In Florida, Doge hit Pensacola for $450,000 in wasteful spending on Wednesday. Governor Ron DeSantis described the city's situation as an irresponsible use of funds. Pensacola paid $150,000 a year to a management company that brings drag shows to the city-owned Singer Theater and has paid $300,000 for an equity-focused strategic plan and residential equity survey. The results appeared to be motivated by ideology rather than fiscal responsibility, introducing DEI as a targeted area.
Number three.
Well, Ranch, going out for UWF, University has received a $1.5 million grant from the Department of Education to expand its Summer Institute for Civic Educators. The grant's going to allow the university to transform the Summer Institute into the Academy of American Civic Republicanism, giving K through 12 teachers, university students, and members of the community a chance to receive a better civic education.
All righty, with it being 5:15, we'll go ahead and do two things. One, we'll get our traffic and weather update like usual, but two, we'll be giving away two tickets to Florida State Miami. All righty, let's see. Looking at the roads here, just got some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Also got some on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. And in Pensacola, got a couple of issues here. I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp, giving us our usual afternoon troubles. And then we got a 9 Mile Road traveling eastbound towards Pine Forest Road. That's worth looking out for also. As for your weather, sitting at around 84 degrees right now. It's going to be a low of 69 degrees this evening. As we get into your Friday, going to be sunny, mostly cloudy at times. High of 84, low of 70. And then once we get into your weekend, bleeding into your next work week, we'll be sitting with some rainfall chances. Alrighty, the winner of today's pair of tickets to Florida State Miami is Mark Larson. Mark Larson, congratulations to you, my friend. Mark Larson from Pensacola is our winner of the Florida State Miami tickets for this afternoon, and I will be getting in touch with you with the contact information you provided shortly.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, and that's the way the contest works. Tap the News Radio app. Doing it tomorrow, 5 to 5, so play wisely. Good luck. Well, new owners of the former OLF 8 property over on 9 Mile Road say their development will be named Outline Fields. The project aims to create an energizing community. County Administrator Wes Marino.
We've had staff meeting them out there, letting them on the property. They've been on the property numerous times doing their due diligence, their geotechnical survey, environmental, all those things. They've been actively working out there.
Okay, developers say their offer was accepted by the Escambia Board of Commissioners back in June for that 540-acre property.
All righty. And Pensacola police recently arrested 36-year-old Alvis Collins, accused of robbing the Whataburger restaurant on East Burgess Road at the drive-thru. When he got to the window, he apologized while pointing a gun at the cashier. You know that story. But Collins reportedly only got $100 from the register and drink. And PPD spokesman Mike Wood on Pensacola Morning News told Andrew McKay that there's not a lot of people using cash anymore, so robbery's not very lucrative, luckily. Collins being held without bond at the Escambia County Jail.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Hey, I'm just glad nobody got hurt in that Whataburger incident.
Right.
Okay, a Florida man in trouble after he was caught zooming for a grooming down the highway. John Saucier has more.
57-year-old Michael Stanek was clocked driving 107 miles an hour down a Florida highway. The body cam revealed an answer that both the Flagler County Sheriff's deputy and everyone wanted to know.
Why are you going so fast?
I have an appointment with my barber.
Have an appointment with your barber.
He never made that appointment, as Stanek was then told he'd be spending the night in jail for weaving in and out of traffic and putting other people's lives in danger. His car was towed, and the sheriff's office says in a Facebook post that he ultimately was released on a $150 bond. Hopefully in the future he'll trim down the speed a bit. John Saucier, Fox News.
Well, Florida bill seeks to make it easier for those who are armed and volunteer to protect houses of worship to skip some state requirements. Fox's Gurnell Scott has more on News Radio 92.3.
The bill would let those who agreed to use their guns and act as security at a mosque, synagogue, or church bypass some training and licensing rules. Volunteers would still have to pass a background check and get a concealed carry permit. GOP State Senator Don Gates said this will especially help the smaller churches feel safe.
Congregations need to have some way to provide armed security for themselves if they can't afford to buy or arrange for an armed security patrol.
Churches will also still have to have a local sheriff's office sign off on their security plan. As is currently the case, worship centers will have final say on who provides their protection. Gurnell Scott, Fox News.
All righty, just about 5:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Don't forget who the real enemy is. He is described in 1 Peter 5:8, where the Bible says, "Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." The devil is the diabolical one. He is as a roaring lion who is prowling around the neighborhood, seeking whom he may devour spiritually. Inside a home, a brother and sister or a husband and a wife may be arguing, maybe slamming doors and yelling, but the moment that they recognize that there's a prowler outside the house, petty differences and the argument disappear, and the family unites as one to protect their home. So it is God's call on His children to be sober and vigilant and resist the real enemy, the devil, and he will flee from you.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. That's right.
Pensacola right now.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
The Trump administration says that it is now engaged in armed conflict with drug cartels. Peter Ducey is at the White House this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
President Trump and his team drafted this memo to Congress. Part of it says, based upon the cumulative effects of these hostile acts against the citizens and interests of the United States and friendly foreign nations, the president is determined that the United States is in a non-international armed conflict with these designated terrorist organizations. The president directed the Department of War to conduct operations against them pursuant to the law of armed conflict. The president just talked about this week.
If you try to poison our people, we will blow you out of existence, because that's the only language they really understand. That's why you don't see any more boats on the ocean. You don't see any boats.
And it's not just Venezuela. The president's team is putting out the word that cartels throughout the Caribbean are now on notice.
Okay, another respectable day on the markets. Stocks indeed up today. Edging out some more records here to talk about. Daria Albinger is in with those numbers.
How high can they go? After an early session speed bump, stocks rose to record highs. The Dow closed up 79 points, the NASDAQ added 89, and the S&P gained 4 for the day. Tomorrow's job report is on hold due to the government shutdown. The big three downshifted into robust third quarter sales of electric vehicles. Many car buyers making the purchase before a tax credit expired. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage ticked up for the second straight week following a string of declines that had brought down home borrowing costs to their lowest level in nearly a year. It rose this week to nearly 6.5% from 6.3% last week. A year ago, the average rate, 6.1%. Daria Albinger, Fox News.
525 News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at that weather and traffic together. Austin Price is in.
All righty, let's see what we got here. Luckily, not too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect. I-10 giving us some trouble if you're traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. Also got some issues at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and Nine Mile Road, though that's starting to break up. And some at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. Those are your worst-looking spots in Pensacola right now. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard and some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for your weather, sitting at around 84 degrees, going to be a low of 69 tonight. Tomorrow, what you're feeling outside right now is going to be Friday's high, and it's going to be partly cloudy at times. Once we get into your weekend, though, we're going to have some rainfall chances coming in.
Yep. Parts of South Florida bracing for heavy rain and other possible severe conditions also this weekend. Fox Weather's Randy Campbell reporting from Port St. Lucie, Florida this afternoon.
The wind speed's around 20 miles per hour. This area is being watched by the National Hurricane Center with that low chance of formation, 10% chance that we could see something form in this area. So today we're keeping an eye on the storms that are going to roll in, I'm told, in the next couple of hours for our location specifically. Through early next week, we could see maybe 5 to 8 inches of rain. Outside of that, you do want to keep in mind beach conditions, erosion. That's something else that will be a concern.
And L.A. joining with other cities with sanctuary laws to sue the Trump administration for threatening to withhold disaster funding. The multi-city complaint alleges that the federal government is withholding more than $350 million in emergency funds because of the city's policies on illegal immigrants and DEI initiatives. More than two dozen cities party to the lawsuit, calling the administration's threat unconstitutional. They're seeking a court order in a federal court in Northern California.
Okay, a scary scene at LaGuardia Airport in New York City. On Wednesday evening, after two Delta planes collided on the runway while taxiing, with one flight attendant suffering minor injuries. Laura Green has more from LaGuardia this afternoon.
Delta Airlines is really calling this a low-speed collision, that one flight attendant was injured. It's a non-life-threatening injury, but passengers describe being rattled and scared.
We have two CRJs on mic that
collided.
It happened just before 10 Eastern time last night between two regional Delta jets operated by Endeavor Airlines. Delta Flight 5047 was taxiing to the gate after arriving from Charlotte, North Carolina, while Flight 5155 was taxiing for a departure to Roanoke, Virginia. Delta's preliminary report says the departing aircraft's wing made contact with the fuselage of the arriving aircraft. Now, none of the 85 passengers were injured.
And President Vladimir Putin says Russia will quickly respond if it thinks it is being provoked by Europe. Putin has accused NATO members of providing Ukraine with intelligence, weapons, and training, but warned that provocation would be met with swift action. The Russian president was quoted as saying, "If anyone still has a desire to compete with us in the military sphere, as we say, feel free, let them try."
All right. Afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. There is still no sign of stopping the ongoing ICE action in Chicago. Jeff Benasso has more from the Windy City.
ICE agents here in Chicago say Operation Midway Blitz has led to hundreds of arrests as part of mass deportation efforts, including the latest detainment outside a homeless shelter on the city's south side Wednesday in what a shelter spokesperson described as an ambush.
It was about 30 to 35 masked agents in the streets all over the place. You saw chaos, and they just completely caught everybody off guard.
That as the city and state continues refusing to work with ICE, as the Department of Homeland Security also continues targeting what it calls the worst of the worst criminals here in the country illegally. In Chicago, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
New data reveals ultra-processed foods could potentially be linked to cancer. Something to talk about today. Here's Alexandria Hoff.
New research out of the University of Michigan finds that older Americans are the most addicted to the additive-heavy, nutrient-light products. The study published in the journal Addiction found that ultra-processed food addiction is outpacing addiction to alcohol or tobacco, especially so for women aged 50 to 64. 21% of that group qualified as having a UPF addiction, 10% for men of that same age. Rates are linked to obesity and poor mental health. According to the study, quote, individuals who are now older adults were in developmentally sensitive stages during the 80s, the 70s and 80s, precisely when tobacco-owned food manufacturers were shaping the market with addictive UPFs.
All right, coming up in about 5 minutes, we'll look into the NFL action tonight, some high school score games for tomorrow night. Sports coming up on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. House Speaker Mike Johnson on Fox Business as the government experiences its first shutdown in 7 years. The speaker is characterizing Democrats as pulling a political stunt by refusing to help the GOP pass a continuing resolution that would have funded the government through November.
It is a dark day in America because real Americans are suffering because of the political antics and shenanigans of Chuck Schumer and 43 of his Democrat colleagues in the Senate. They voted for three times now to shut the government down and inflict this pain.
And as Congress breaks for Yom Kippur, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries tells reporters this is all just another part of President Trump's agenda.
It's day 256 of the chaos that the Trump presidency has unleashed on the American people.
The shutdown will affect hundreds of thousands of federal jobs across the country. It's uncertain as to whether the two sides could make a deal. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Gresh with a Sports Minute. What a day for Big League Baseball. I think they struggle at times to grab the interest of the average sports fan. I'll raise my hand being one of them. But when you get to the second time in the history of your game with at least three winner-take-all games on a single day, you are going to capture a lot of people because of the stakes involved. Now let's hope the games are able to support the support of the fans. I'm Gresh.
Do Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya, guselkumab, may help, with rapid remission achieved at 12 weeks and lasting clinical remission at 1 year. Some even saw visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease and adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Healing is possible with Tremfya. Approximately 3 out of 10 patients were in endoscopic remission at 1 year, based on areas visualized on colonoscopy, which may not represent the deeper bowel layer or entire GI tract. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 29th to Pensacola Beach. Presented by IT Gulf Coast and Blue Angels AFSEA chapter, get connected with top-level cybersecurity, AI, and emerging technology experts. The conference features a free career fair, prizes, and an amazing welcome reception on Pensacola Beach. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Visit itenwired.com for tickets.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants are backed by over 200 years of combined experience.
We've helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share.
With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs.
And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies to give your business an edge.
Let's make this a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station,
the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, or Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences.
Or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call today to get started. Call Jeff Wayne at 850-262-6000.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other show. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Call Jeff Wayne to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Sway through the crowd to an empty space.
This is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, placing a toll on the Navarre Beach Bridge could potentially bring in between $2.7 and $4.2 million in revenues. Santa Rosa commissioners will learn more next week when Jacobs Engineering presents the results of a toll rate study. The introduction of a toll has been met with widespread opposition, mostly coming from people who live on or work on Navarre Beach.
Number two.
Florida Doge hit Pensacola for $450,000 in wasteful spending on Wednesday. Governor DeSantis described the city's situation as an irresponsible use of funds. Pensacola paid $150,000 a year to a management company that brings drag shows to the city-owned Sanger Theater and has paid $300,000 for an equity-focused strategic plan and residential equity survey. The results appeared to be motivated by ideology rather than fiscal responsibility, introducing DEI as a targeted area.
Number three.
And UWF has received a $1.5 million grant from the Department of Education to expand its Summer Institute for Civic Educators. The grant will allow the university to transform the Summer Institute into the Academy of American Civic Republicanism, giving K-12 teachers, university students, and members of the community the chance to receive a better civic education.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, the new owners of the former OLF-8 property say that their development will be named Outline Fields. The project aims to create an energizing community. County Administrator Wes Marino.
We've had staff meeting them out there, letting them on the property. They've been on the property numerous times doing their due diligence, their geotechnical survey, environmental, all those things. They've been actively working out there.
Developers say the offer was accepted by the Escambia Commissioners back in June. for that 540-acre property.
Already in the UWF Haas Center, receiving a three-year $400,000 NSF grant to establish an Office of Industrial Innovation. The office will serve as a single contact point for companies and civic groups, expand paid research roles for students, and develop matching and contracting workflows as the grant period begins.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Line drive, and that's a base hit out into center field, and the Dodgers get a run back. Betts, an RBI single on the ground. Fair ball past the diving Hayes and down the line. It kicks off the sidewall. Rortved in to score. Line drive, fair ball down the line. That's going to get into the corner. Coming around is Rojas.
On ESPN, Mookie Betts had an RBI single and two RBI doubles. Dodgers starting pitcher Yoshinobu Yamamoto struck out nine. The Dodgers beat the Reds 8-4 in L.A. to claim the best of three series in the minimum two games. The Dodgers will take on the NL East champion Phillies in the NLDS Game 1 Saturday in Philadelphia. 13th year in a row, the Dodgers are in the division series. The Padres shut out the Cubs 3-0 in a must-win Game 2. Manny Machado had a two-run home run. San Diego and Chicago were all even one game apiece. They'll play one more game later this afternoon at Wrigley Field. Whoever wins will move into the division series against the NL Central champion Brewers, who had the best record of the majors.
Seventh pitch of the at-bat coming to Austin Wells. And he lines one into right field. Fair ball! Chisholm to third. He's being waved. Eaton coming home. Here's the throw. He's safe! And the Yankees have a lead on Austin Wells' single. And the speed of Chisholm.
On ESPN, Jazz Chisholm went from first to home on a single by Austin Wells in the bottom of the eighth inning. Yankees beat the Red Sox 4-3. The rivals will meet in a deciding Game 3 tonight in the Bronx. Whoever wins will move into the division series against the AL East champion Blue Jays. The Guardians beat the Tigers 6-1 to force a deciding Game 3 this afternoon in Cleveland. Guardians scored five runs in the eighth inning Wednesday. The winner of today's game will move into the ALDS versus the Mariners. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Yeah, two quick notes. One, that Guardians game has concluded. Cleveland fell to Detroit in Game 3 of the AL wildcard series. So Detroit won 6-3 to advance. Also wanted to let you know about this. Week 5 of the NFL season kicking off tonight with Thursday Night Football. The LA Rams hosting the San Francisco 49ers at SoFi Stadium. Both teams 3-1 on the season. Kickoff set for 7:15. You can catch coverage of that game on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. You can find them on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or the absolutely free ESPN Pensacola mobile app.
All right. Afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. Let's talk about high school game scheduled for tomorrow evening. Pretty good lineup here. Destin versus Pensacola Catholic. What game is the ESPN Pensacola game?
I believe it is Gulf Breeze, West Florida.
Okay. All right. Escambia, and that will be on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. ESPN Pensacola. So you're a part of that broadcast, aren't you?
Yeah, lucky me.
Okay, Escambia at Navarre, Pace, Madison County, Pine Forest, Crestview, Northview at Baker, Central at Jay, Booker T. Washington at Pensacola High. By the way, that is the Mayor's Bowl game. They're going to play that over at Blue Wahoo Stadium
nice.
On Friday evening. Who has a bye week this week? Only one team, Milton. And Argo's taking on Northeastern State out in Oklahoma. Saturday, and also on Saturday, Troy will take on South Alabama. That's a good local game to check out. 6 o'clock Saturday evening on that one.
And just to finish off the college football note here, there's just one game on the slate tonight, kicking off week 6. Sam Houston taking on New Mexico State. New Mexico State 2-2 after dropping their last two games. Sam Houston winless on the year. Kickoff for that game is set for 8 p.m.
Here's today's health news.
New reports shining a light on the potential link between mental health disorders and cannabis use. Alexis McAdams has the details.
Regular use of marijuana can increase the risk of developing mental health disorders like psychotic illnesses. So listen to this. Studies showing that young men specifically who use marijuana are at the highest risk of getting schizophrenia. That's according to the National Institute of Health. It comes as recent violence is shining a light on a very disturbing trend. So let's go through it. So back in August, police say Robin Westman shot up a Catholic school in Minneapolis. While there is no confirmed direct link here, Westman worked at a pot shop. He told his friends he smoked it all the time, and he killed two kids and injured 18 others just weeks after he quit the job at the pot shop. And he blamed marijuana in part for this killing spree.
And a new study shows the first test for breast cancer is key. The study in the BMJ finds that women who don't get the first screening appointment have a 40% higher chance of dying from breast cancer down the road. The study involved hundreds of thousands of people in Sweden who were monitored for up to 25 years. The American Cancer Society recommends most women start getting mammograms at the age of 40.
Okay, here's another story that we would like to kind of pass on to you. We're talking cancer. New data reveals ultra-processed foods could potentially be linked to cancer. Alexandria Hoff has more.
New research out of the University of Michigan finds that older Americans are the most addicted to the additive-heavy, nutrient-light products. The study published in the journal Addiction found that ultra-processed food addiction is outpacing addiction to alcohol or tobacco, especially so for women aged 50 to 64. 21% of that group qualified as having a UPF addiction, 10% for men of that same age. Rates are linked to obesity and poor mental health. According to the study, quote, individuals who are now older adults were in developmentally sensitive stages during the 80s, the 70s and 80s, precisely when tobacco-owned food manufacturers were shaping the market with addictive UPFs.
Okay, experts are warning parents to make sure their children just aren't taking on too much this school year, too much of a bookload. Kind of concerned about that. Lisa Brady has more on News Radio 92.3.
This is House Call for Health. With the school year now in full swing, health experts are warning parents to watch for signs of burnout, as a child's schedule can fill up pretty quickly. Pediatric psychologists with Cleveland Clinic say if you notice changes in a child's sleep, eating habits, mood, or grades, they may be juggling more than they can handle. They suggest helping them prioritize tasks that matter the most while still making space for extracurriculars. One psychologist says extracurricular activities give children an outlet outside of the things they have to do. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, 5:45. Boy, where'd the afternoon go? 15 away from 6, News Radio 92.3. Austin Price being very patient this afternoon. Must add about that. Has the traffic and local weather together.
Yes, let's see what we got here. Looking on the roads, your worst looking spot right now, Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. That should not be much of a surprise to you. That always gives us trouble in the afternoons. Hopefully should die down over the course of the next 20 to 30 minutes. As for your weather, sitting at around 84 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 84, low of 70. We're going to have some cloud action, but no rainfall chances. Those don't come in until your Saturday, and they are going to bleed into your upcoming work week.
Yeah, they are getting some rain down in South Florida. In fact, heavy rain throughout the southeast. Fox's senior meteorologist, Janice Dean, she is on top of this and has more in the forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms will persist along a frontal boundary draped across the southeast the next few days. The east coast of Florida could get drenched and isolated flooding will be possible. Coastal impacts from Umberto and Imelda will be possible with high waves and rip currents. Unseasonably warm weather continues for the central U.S. with some record highs possible as we head into the weekend, while cool, unsettled conditions in the forecast for the northwest and the northern Rockies. FoxWeather.com for all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, as the government shutdown continues, Republicans have accused Democrats of pushing to extend health care benefits to illegal immigrants. Rich Edson breaks it down from Washington.
Much of this argument comes down to who Democrats and Republicans consider an illegal immigrant. Democrats say their proposal to reopen the government would extend expiring Obamacare subsidies and reverse Republican Medicaid cuts. They say federal law largely blocks illegal immigrants from federal health programs and that there's no provision in their plan to give health care to those here illegally. Democrats say those Republican claims are wrong. Now, the Republican tax and spending law this year narrowed Obamacare subsidies for certain immigrants. Democrats also argue that those paroled into the U.S. under the Biden administration are here legally. Republicans say Democrats abused that authority and that many of those migrants are not and therefore cannot get federal health care.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Elon Musk is now the first person to surpass $500 billion in net worth, that milestone coming just under a year after the Tesla CEO's net worth crossed $400 billion. Musk's fortune briefly hit $500 billion yesterday, according to Forbes' Billionaires Index. Chicago Fed and Challenger Grain Gray reporting that unemployment was little changed in September, while layoffs and hiring rates both slowed. The jobless level came in for the month at 4.34%. Snoopy and Charlie Brown are not going anywhere. Apple TV Plus is announcing a 5-year extension as the exclusive streaming home for all things Peanuts. The new deal will run until 2030. Stocks were higher today on Wall Street, with the three major averages all setting fresh record highs, the Dow up close to 80 and the Nasdaq growing close to 90. Crude oil futures for November under 61 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Well, the world's richest man gains more wealth and made history today. Karen Roberts has the details on News Radio 92.3.
Billionaire Elon Musk is reportedly the first person in the world to amass $500 billion in net worth. That's half a trillion dollars and almost equal to Austria's entire GDP. Forbes reports the Tesla and SpaceX CEO's fortune has grown from $24.6 billion in 2020 to this dizzying amount, putting him about $150 billion ahead of Oracle co-founder Larry Ellison, the world's second richest person. Last month, Musk posted on X, in his words, "It's not about compensation, but about me having enough influence over Tesla to ensure safety if we build millions of robots." Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
And McDonald's bringing back its Halloween-themed Boo Buckets. The fast food giant says the specialized Happy Meals will be available on October 21st. The buckets will feature faces of a ghost, a pumpkin, and a goblin, with two additions, a cat and a zombie. Late last month, McDonald's announced that the Monopoly game is returning on October 6th after a 10-year hiatus.
5:50, 10 away from 6, News Radio 92.3. First Lady Melania Trump taking on a diplomatic role, launching an informal spouses club with the wives of world leaders. Jillian Turner has more.
It really appears that the First Lady is stepping up her influence on the president's foreign policy. She is using her life experience living in three different countries, her fluency in five different languages as some major leverage here. So last week at the UN, she did not just accompany her husband to the General Assembly. She took on a significant diplomatic role. She is launching what she is calling a World Leaders Spouse Club. The members include Queen Rania of Jordan and Ukraine's First Lady. While there, Melania's Trump message to the UN centered on a bright future for the relationship between the world's countries.
And Amazon pausing drone delivery service in Arizona. That's according to multiple reports and comes after an incident we told you about earlier this week that involved two of the e-commerce giant's unmanned aircrafts. Police say it happened yesterday morning just west of Phoenix when the drones crashed into a construction crane. No one was hurt. NTSB investigating, though. And it's unclear when Amazon will relaunch the service in the area.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. A recent Senate Foreign Relations Subcommittee examined the impact that security issues in Europe's Black Sea region have on American security. Here's Kevin Urinsky.
Much of the discussion centered on Russia's desire to further spread its influence throughout that region and the best way to prevent that. Catherine Sendak is a transatlantic and defense security expert.
Provide sustained U.S. leadership in the region, including engagement, presence, and assist our Black Sea NATO allies to further cooperation to bring unified security.
Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines saying history has already taught us what happens in Europe does not stay there.
Two world wars have proven that fact. The United States must lead the rest of the world in fighting back against the encroachment of our adversaries.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
All righty, 5:52 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather this hour, which should hopefully be pretty easygoing. Then we'll get in touch with some of your pop culture notes, your more frivolous side right here on News Radio 92.3.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
My family and I finally found the perfect apartment to rent.
My school is right down the block.
Can we go to the park anytime we want?
Yes, sweetie.
Then, after we were turned down, how was I going to explain? The landlord doesn't want families with kids in his building?
So we made a call to HUD and found out that's illegal.
If you think you've been discriminated against, call HUD at 1-800-669-9777 or go to hud.gov/fairhousing.
Fair housing is your right. Use it.
A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Hi, I'm Layla Ali. I might be undefeated in professional boxing, but there's one problem I can't fight alone. Childhood hunger. 17 million kids in America struggle with it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. It's the kind of day that you just, I got to tell you, we just saw a beach cam shot of Pensacola Beach. Perfect day. Take the beach chair out there this afternoon. Go watch the sunset. It is going to be a beautiful afternoon for that. And to substantiate what I'm talking about and to verify the facts, Austin Price in with the weather and traffic together.
Yeah, you're not pulling that out of thin air here. We got some backups, just very minor, at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile Road. But our worst-looking spot right now is Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. That'll hopefully die down within the next 20 or so minutes. As for your weather, 84 degrees, low of 69 tonight. Going to be sunny, partly cloudy at times, high of 84 for your Friday. But once we get into your weekend, bleeding into your next work week, we got some rainfall chances coming into play.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Morgan Wallen denies throwing chairs off that bar roof in 2024. We've had so many discussions about this one. We got to hear it. Here's Michelle Polino.
Morgan Wallen denied throwing a chair off a Nashville honky-tonk roof the night he was arrested for reckless endangerment in 2024. According to newly released police video, body cam and dash cam footage obtained by the Associated Press show officers reacting as a chair crashed near a cruiser outside Chief's Bar on Broadway. When questioned, Wallen told police, "I don't know," and repeated that he hadn't tried to cause trouble. His bodyguard insisted he didn't throw nothing. Wallen was arrested in April of 2024. He later posted on social media that he accepted responsibility and in December pleaded conditionally guilty to 2 counts. His attorney said his charges will be eligible for dismissal after he completes probation. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Yeah, like, dude, just I don't know. Just you're rich, you're famous. It's slap on the wrist.
And what happened to the bodyguard that was lying for him?
All right, this is something that we've heard before.
Oh, for years now.
Not just that. This
About the bodyguard line.
No, this is about something else.
Oh, something else.
And it's something that I believe we've covered on the show before.
Good.
As well.
Get us out of this one.
Purdue University researchers traveling to the South Pacific in search of wreckage from Amelia Earhart's lost plane. Next month, the research team will inspect an underwater object that's been visible in photos from a lagoon that's located on a small island since the 1930s. In an effort to identify it, Earhart was attempting to become the first female pilot to circle the world when she and navigator Fred Noonan disappeared over the Pacific in 1937. The object's about 400 miles southeast of Howland Island, which was Earhart and Noonan's planned destination. So it may be the plane. We'll see.
Go ahead. Keep going. Work your way out of this one.
The thing is, there's just multiple reports about, could this be the plane? Oh, there's a hint. Oh, maybe this. This is an overhead image. Maybe. We hear about that a lot.
Flip of the coin.
I hope this is the confirmation, though.
Just a flip of the coin. Just flip it up there. Hurricane Imelda didn't make landfall in Bermuda. Instead, passing just south overnight, but it still left some pretty good impacts. Haley Myers in St. George, Bermuda.
Peak winds reached 99 miles per hour, and much of the island spent the night under howling gusts and pounding surf. By sunrise, tropical storm force winds were still sweeping across the island, but by late morning, most infrastructure had reopened. Through the afternoon, conditions have steadily improved. The skies cleared, the sun coming out, and what's left of Imelda are now only choppy seas and lingering breezes. But hurricane season is far from over. The next name on the list is Jerry with a J. And with areas already being monitored in the Atlantic, that could threaten both Bermuda and the United States, another storm may not be far off. That's why it's more important now than ever to continue to stay connected to the latest tropical updates. In St. George's, Bermuda, I'm Haley Meyer, Fox Weather.
Think about this. Week 5 now of the NFL season kicking off in the City of Angels. Joe Morgan in with the details.
It's a monster matchup in the NFC West. The 3-1 49ers make a trip to Los Angeles to face the 3-1 Rams at 8:15 Eastern. San Francisco heads into the early season division clash without their $265 million passer. Brock Purdy was ruled out on Wednesday with a nagging toe injury. He returned last week to face the Jaguars after missing two games, but reported soreness following the loss. Mac Jones will get his third start of the season in Purdy's place as the Niners look to snap a three-game losing streak to the Rams after San Francisco took 9 of 10 from 2019 to 2023. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Okay, thinking about buying or selling that home, here's your numbers. You're going to need Mortgage News Daily reporting. Numbers holding steady. Today, 30-year fix stands at 6.37%. Average rate on that 15-year fixed mortgage, 5.88%. That'll wrap it for this hour. We'll be back in about 12 minutes. More information and news. It's coming up for you on News Radio 92.3.
Talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.